Archers for the week 24 to 29 July 2005.
Alastair's playing a defensive innings.
Hold still. Good boy.
Where are we taking them?
How about starting by riding to Lakey Coppice, and then...
Seeing what sort of wind they've got.
Yes. If I can just... Oh, that's a very awkward buckle. Oh, that's it.
So, oh. We're spared the sight of you gracefully sliding your backers halfway round.
I hope so.
Hi.
Hello, Christopher.
Oh, you want a lift to the cricket, don't you? I think
it's all right, Shooter. He's on the phone. Someone in Edgeley.
Oh, I wish he'd learn to switch his mobile off sometimes.
Not easy when you're a vet.
How's Morty doing?
Oh, really well now. The Pomeroy's livery horse.
I know Morty.
Me and Ronnie fitted feather edges on him last week.
Yeah, he was brushing quite badly.
Oh, it's so painful when they keep catching themselves.
He'd really hurt one of his fat locks.
Oh, and he's such a lovable little rascal. And an absolute terror for turnips.
You see?
A special treat.
Have the new shoes been okay?
Yes, yes. Joanne gave him a run round this morning and said he was fine.
Glad we got it right.
You did an excellent job.
Cheers.
Oh, I saw your mum and dad yesterday. At the new garden centre outside Waterley Cross.
They were there for hours. Hardly came back with anything.
So the garden's fully underway?
Not really. Mostly they sit on the patio, planning it all out, then completely changing their minds 5 minutes later.
Oh, that's the fun part.
I can't see it, but if it makes them happy, cool.
Sorry about that, Christopher.
It's all right.
I'm done now. Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
Well, I hope you have a good run out.
Oh, we should do. It's a lovely afternoon.
Now, we're going to get to Westbury in time.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you.
Sorry?
To beat them.
Oh, right.
Good luck. Enjoy yourself, darling.
Thanks. Come on then, Chris.
Oh, I don't know who packed this last time.
So, she just waltzed in?
Oh, we're missing at least one pair of gloves.
And that's it? 12 weeks and then finito?
Yep, that's right. Oh, no, false alarm. Here they are.
Well, that's terrible.
Mm. Hi, Dave. What are you after?
It's all right, Roy. He knows.
Oh, right.
Yeah, actually, I was looking for a box. Forgot to pack mine.
Oh, I think there's a spare one in here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you'll need something against their quits, I can tell you.
So, have there been any developments, Tom?
Only some bad news from other supermarkets.
What was that?
We're not late, are we?
No, the umpires aren't due out for another 5 minutes.
It'll keep.
We got stuck behind a trailer.
So, what do you reckon our chances are, Alistair?
I don't know. How have Westbury been doing this season?
They've got some really sharp opening bowlers.
Oh, well. Suppose we'll have to keep our wits about us.
Don't worry, we'll slaughter them.
That's their spirit, Chris.
I was saying in the car, the sponsorship deal on Sixes has taken us nicely out of the comfort zone.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. It's given a whole new edge to our play.
So he's definitely moving in with her.
Yes. And Honeysuckle's going up for sale.
It's all getting very serious.
The way Lillian was talking, she can't wait for it to happen.
Oh, what a thought. Matt Crawford permanently leering at you over the marmalade.
Don't be such a cynic. They're really well suited, in an odd sort of way.
I presume they're holding a service at St. Stephen's.
Matt and Lillian?
To mark the joining of two small fortunes in holy matrimony.
Caroline. Oh, steady backers.
Oh, I shouldn't make fun. I'm a great fan of late blossoming relationships.
I should think so. She says she's only got one regret.
What's that?
Matt having to leave the hot tub at Honeysuckle.
Yes.
So they're making as much use of it as possible at the moment. Every night, champagne under the stars.
Shula, those two in a hot tub is not an image to dwell on.
Oh, is he coming this way?
Who? Oh, chat with the dog.
It'll save dismounting at the gate.
No such luck. He's going to cut through the coppice. Oh. Anyway, I still prefer saunas.
Oh, I don't know. Some days after mucking out and grooming, a hot tub sounds like paradise.
Well, put one in. You've got the room.
We've got other priorities at the moment.
It'd do you both good. Alistair looked worn out earlier.
That's why I'm hoping the cricket gives him a lift. He seems to have lost the knack of unwinding.
Really?
No, he's been worried about losing a couple of clients recently. And, of course, the business at Brookfield.
I thought that was all settled now.
Oh, pretty much. It hasn't been easy, though.
No, I know.
Whoa, Bacchus.
Hold up, Maisie. I'll do the gate.
Oh, it's all right. The catch is my side.
Well, if things have been resolved with David and Ruth...
Oh, I thought it was going to take some of the weight off his shoulders.
But it hasn't.
Well, if anything, he's working longer hours than ever. I hardly see anything of him.
Oh, dear.
I don't really know what to do.
Well, you need to make some time together.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Why not have a jolly good night out? Go on, Maisie.
Bowler's End!
That's the over.
Hey, Chris! Hey, down here a second. Come on, I haven't got the puff to get to your end.
Sorry, that was a bit close, wasn't it?
You need to calm down, mate.
I thought you hadn't picked the ball up cleanly.
No. Not just then, your whole game.
What?
Look, we're doing very nicely. We've got wickets in hand. Not many to get.
I know.
So push it around. A few safe singles instead of trying to hammer the leather off every ball.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, you're doing very well, but... You know,
got you. No worries.
Nice and steady, eh?
Got it.
Okay.
Ready?
Just about.
Play.
Oh, Christopher.
Leg it!
No, it's no point, mate.
Oh, hell.
That's out.
What did I say?
It was a long hop. It was begging to get clattered.
Good boy. Now, this is the last one. Come on, let's get that muck out of your foot. Oh, it's all right. I'm almost done. Bacchus. Oh, that's it. Oh, how did you get on?
We lost.
Oh, what a pity. Good game?
Not particularly. Should have won.
No, what went wrong?
Does it really matter?
I'm interested.
We bowled them out cheaply, cruising along, and Chris Carter decided to chuck his wicket away.
Oh, no.
Then Robert was out first ball. Duncan ran himself out. You can guess the rest.
Complete collapse.
Just takes one person playing like
normally
an idiot.
Chris is so level-headed.
Yeah, well, the sponsored sixes are bringing out another side of him. Anyway, I'd better make a start.
He'll learn. Especially if you made the point on the way home.
I didn't give him a lift back.
No?
No, he didn't want one. Rest of the team are having a few beers in Westbury.
Oh, and you didn't fancy joining them?
No, not really.
Well, look, once I've housed Bacchus, why don't I get us a couple of drinks?
No, don't bother.
Oh, go on. We can sit out while it's still fine.
I can't. I've a number of invoices to chase up.
On a Sunday evening?
I want to get them out of the way, and I've got some farm visits to confirm.
Oh, well, don't overdo it.
Maybe later on.
Okay. Oh, and Caroline's invited us to Grange Farm.
What for?
A meal on Thursday. Is that all right?
Thursday,
There's nothing marked on the calendar.
Well, fine.
But I can change it.
No, whatever you like.
We just thought it would be nice to catch up. Come on, Bacchus. You've been very patient.
Be fair, Tom. He looked the part.
Stop going on about it.
Pure flint off the way Chris whacked that ball.
More like Flintstone.
Or Barney Rubble.
How long are you going to keep this up? I've said I'm sorry.
Oh, but it was so funny. The look on your face.
What about the guy at long leg?
Can believe his luck. Didn't even have to move.
Straight down his throat.
Another couple of metres and that would have been six.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oi, death or glory. Do you want to lift back?
Not you as well.
Face it, Chris. It's going to take you weeks to live that down.
You going back now?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I need to grease the baler for tomorrow.
Okay, then. Get me away from these two.
Yeah, okay. And, Tom, if you need to call around any time.
Yeah, thanks. I might do.
Then, good evening, gentlemen.
Yep, see ya.
See ya, Chris.
Bye. What was that about you, Tom?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, ready for another?
No, I'll finish this. Then I best get off.
One more won't hurt.
No, really. I've got things to do.
Yeah?
Lots of them. This has been a nice couple of hours' escape, but now...
Back to the real world, eh?
Unfortunately. I've got to go through some trade directories, identify more retailers.
Oh, you told David, but you never told me. What happened with the other supermarkets?
Total disaster area.
How come?
Well, I can't even get a meeting.
Oh, is that bad?
I was ringing up all Friday afternoon and yesterday morning.
Was anyone around?
Well, I made sure I got hold of the right people. They all said they're perfectly happy with their current suppliers. They're not looking to expand their range of organic meats. Sorry, but no thanks.
That's a sickener.
Yeah. It's like they were reading from a script. You know what I reckon it is?
No.
I've been blacklisted.
Eh?
Well, nothing official, nothing on paper, but Tamsin will have passed my name round all the other buyers.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Well, told them she's had problems with me, that I'm trouble.
No, that's just being paranoid.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, that's what it feels like. I've been completely shut out by all the big players.
Well, that's really rough. But that's how it works. It's a competitive market.
I wouldn't put it past that.
You're making this way too personal. I mean, is Tamsin worth it?
No. No, she's ditched me, but I've got over worse.
Yeah, of course you have.
And she's not wrecking my business along with my love life. No way.
Well, yeah, but if you've lost the supermarket...
Well, I've got other outlets. Ambridge Organics, Howard Friend, and others.
There's not many.
So I'm going to expand. I'll approach every independent retailer in Borsetshire if I have to.
In the next few weeks?
Well, I'm not going to stop until I've picked up new business.
What, enough to replace what you're losing?
Maybe not all of it, but enough to stay afloat.
That's a great attitude to have, Tom, but you have to look at it realistically.
I am doing.
You sure?
Last week, Susan did a promotion with me, and it went really well. She's great with the punters.
Yeah, you said.
By Friday, all she wanted to know is, how did we get on? Have we boosted sales?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
She was really hopeful. Like she trusted, you know, respected me.
Obviously, laying people off's a nightmare.
I can't let her down. None of them. I'm not going to do it.
Nigel's facing an awkward delivery.
Now, your mother was right to be concerned. Let's have your mouth open. She came in over breakfast saying there was an emergency. Our star goat right off her feed. She's very close to kidding, isn't she?
Yeah. Would you any day now?
Let's have a look at your eyes.
We thought a nice little kid would be a perfect addition to Pets Corner. But then this.
No sign of blindness, anyway.
What do you think's wrong?
I have a reasonable idea, but need a proper look first.
And are we likely to lose her?
Not if I'm right, and we've caught her in time.
Oh, good.
Can you...
Yep, got her.
Right. I want to listen to her heart and chest.
Normally, Mummy doesn't come within a mile of the livestock, but since she got back from honeymoon, she's determined to be useful.
Really?
Says she and Lewis want to play a full part in running Lower Loxley.
Can you turn her more towards me?
Of course. Yeah, let's go.
Now then, let's see what your breathing's like.
Of course, what Mummy really wants is a higher profile in the business. Sorry, you need some hush. Shh, steady.
Nothing too wrong there. Now, keep hold while I check her temperature.
A while back, she made me promise to let her and Lewis host one of our corporate functions.
Now, Caprice may react when I lift her tail.
It's all right. I've got a firm hold. Ooh. I shouldn't like that much either.
I've almost finished with you.
I'd hoped she'd have forgotten, but she hasn't. So now it's a question of choosing a suitable event.
Uh-huh.
Not a little under the weather yourself, Alistair?
No.
Oh. Good.
I'm fine.
That's all right, then.
Busy, that's all.
Yes. I hear you've taken responsibility at Brookfield again.
Only for the Herefords and sheep.
Still, you must be glad that it's been satisfactorily resolved.
Oh, has it? I'm glad everyone else thinks so.
Ah. But you don't think it had?
Well, David and Ruth are happy, so's Shula, so I must be the odd one out, mustn't I?
I see.
The only one who doesn't quite understand how the Archer clan really works.
Ah. Now, that's a feeling I've had some experience of.
You can come over for the whole day on Friday, if you like.
Just till lunchtime would be great.
Whatever suits you, dear.
That'll give me long enough to drag Ben round town for new sandals and shoes.
Right.
Josh is like his father, absolutely hates shopping.
I don't blame him.
And Pip's going to be at Izzy's, so he'll be at a loose end otherwise.
We'll occupy him somehow. He can help in the garden if it's fine.
Thanks, Jill.
Who is that on the phone? Hello.
Morning, Phil.
Kenton.
Oh?
Jack's calf's been valued.
How much is it going for?
He's waiting for Mr. Walcott to confirm the figure.
Mr. Walcott?
Yeah, Jack's solicitor.
But he still seems interested in buying.
Really?
Where's he going to get the money from?
Yeah.
I suppose he's finally found something that suits him and he doesn't want to let go.
Well, yeah, being your own boss is a great motivator.
Isn't it? What was it you were saying about Tom earlier?
Oh, yes. I popped into the shop first thing, and there he was.
Supposedly buying a paper.
But mainly trying to persuade Betty to double her order with him, using every argument in the book.
Well, a good businessman never misses an opportunity.
Ah.
Oh, I'd best get moving. I'm helping Nigel with the vines.
I must get off as well. I have a meeting to get to at the vicarage.
Oh, anything important?
Fairly.
Oh, what's it about?
To discuss fundraising for the Cat and Fiddle, Robert, I told you last night.
I hadn't realised I was going to be left in charge of Scruff.
Well, if I'm prepared to sacrifice my morning off for the sake of the community, surely it's not too much to ask.
Can't you take him with you, Lindy?
Hardly. He'd be a terrible distraction.
What about him distracting me?
He won't.
I've promised Crompton they'll have the whole IT package by Friday.
Well, Scruff won't stop you. Look at how quietly he's lying down.
Only because you're here. As soon as you go out, you'll be...
You'll be a good dog for your master, won't you, Scruffy?
Well, can't he at least stay in the hall?
Robert, I've explained. He needs watching carefully.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There may still be an adverse reaction. It was a very large pie.
Not that large. He demolished it in seconds.
I could have sworn the fridge was properly shut. But you're such a clever little dog,
little?
Aren't you, Scruffy? I'll see who that is on my way out.
Lindy!
You probably won't even notice he's in the room.
I suppose you want to curl up quietly and do the crossword, do you?
Oh, Daniel, hello.
Hi, Linda.
The key says it.
That's it.
And it was the pear drop smell on her breath that gave it away.
You don't always get that with ketosis, but it's strongly diagnostic when you do.
I'll make sure Rich knows.
Blood samples should provide confirmation, but I'm absolutely certain that's what it is.
She wasn't very keen on giving blood, was she?
Oh, not too bad.
And do you know what caused it?
It's with being in kid. Caprice isn't getting enough energy from the diet, so she started metabolising stored fat.
And the drench will help with that?
Yeah. If she wasn't so near term, I might have tried steroid injections as well, but I'm hoping it'll be enough on its own.
At least you said she wasn't too far gone.
No, but... keep a close eye on the pregnancy.
Oh, we will.
If the worst comes to the worst, I'll do a caesarean. And I've left enough drench for...
3 times a day over the next couple of days.
That's it.
We'll follow it to the letter. And thanks awfully for coming out so promptly.
Tell Julia she did the right thing.
I will.
Right, once I've got my stuff, I'm off to Darrington.
And I meant what I said. About still feeling an outsider myself sometimes.
Oh, take no notice. I got out of bed on the wrong side this morning, that's all.
No, really, I do understand. Especially when questions of money or inheritance come up.
Oh?
I went through it myself when Phil and Jill were handing on the farm.
Ah, didn't we all?
On the surface, I thought I understood everything that was happening, but underneath...
It's like there's a whole other language being spoken sometimes.
Well, yes. I mean, Lizzie wasn't really worried about the money. It's what it stood for in family terms.
Shula just doesn't understand how difficult that makes it, you know, when family and work collide.
Is that what's made it so messy at Brookfield?
But if any other farm decided to change vet, fine. I wouldn't like losing the business.
Of course not.
But it's their choice. I'd simply walk away and look for another client.
And that's what you were going to do with Ruth and David?
If Shula had let me. Instead of which, she's gone round arguing and cajoling as though I need special treatment.
I'm sure she didn't mean it like that.
She wasn't happy till I caved into this dreadful compromise Phil's dreamt up.
No, you're not keen on it at all.
Would you be?
I don't know.
Not good enough for the difficult dairy stuff, but just about all right for emergencies elsewhere. How good do you think that makes me feel?
Not very.
Huh?
But, look, the thing to remember...
Ah, Elizabeth said you two were with the animals. I thought you meant the rare breeds.
Morning, Phil.
Here on an errand of mercy, Alistair?
Just doing my job.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
And I need to be elsewhere now, so, if you don't mind.
Yes, many thanks.
Bye.
Keep me posted on Caprice.
Will do. Right. Let's go up to the vines, shall we?
Is everything all right?
Oh, something urgent's cropped up in Darrington, that's all. You know how busy vets are.
Hey, thanks.
Robert.
What?
You're not going to disappear into the office with your soup, are you?
Yeah, why not?
Well, sit down. Have a proper lunch with me.
But I've lost the best part of my morning already.
Please. Thank you. How long did Daniel stay?
He only left 5 minutes before you got back.
He was here all morning?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it's always nice to see him, but I'm surprised there isn't more to occupy him at home.
Whatever his reasons, the din he created with Scruff made any work impossible.
But there were no ill effects from the game pie?
None whatsoever. That's why I've put him back in the garden.
Oh, good. Well, if it's any consolation, my morning's endeavours have been equally fruitless.
Really?
Alan, Lewis, Jill and myself, we all tried our hardest to come up with a way round donation fatigue.
Donation fatigue?
Robert, enthusiasm for contributing to the Cat and Fiddle is waning.
Oh, that's hardly surprising.
That's why we need a really imaginative fundraising idea.
But you couldn't come up with one.
Well, Alan seemed to be onto something for a moment.
Oh, yeah?
He suggested mimicking another reality TV format, like last year's Bush Tucker trial.
What a ghastly idea.
Robert, don't be negative.
Well, it is.
Didn't help, anyway. We scratched around for a while, but couldn't come up with anything appropriate.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you for the cream of mushroom.
And that's why I was hoping you could spare a few minutes now.
A few minutes?
Oh, well, just half an hour or so. My shift doesn't start till one.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd explain.
For a simple brainstorming session? Now, what do you think would be a good format for a fundraiser?
I'd certainly give Wife Swap a try. Sorry, Lindy.
Wife Swap?
No, it was only a joke.
What? A chance to stay in someone else's house and live their life to learn all the intimate details that make them tick.
I wasn't
serious. What could be more intriguing? Oh, Robert, people will jump at the chance. It's a wonderful suggestion.
Is it?
Oh, I've said it before, Robert. You've got vision, flair. You're a creative titan.
Please to help.
I wouldn't swap you for anything. I married a very special man.
Do you really think so?
Mm, undoubtedly. And since your work schedule's already a little disrupted...
What?
Well, we still have that spare half hour.
Oh, well, yeah. So we do, Lindy.
It's the first time Phil's grown this variety.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd seen them before.
Originally, I wasn't sure about maroon sweet peas, but I have to admit...
Oh, they're lovely.
And I've got the perfect vase to put them in. Well, that should be enough.
And you honestly don't mind, Mum?
Of course not. We'd love to have Daniel stay over on Thursday.
Even though you're looking after Josh on Friday morning as well?
My services have certainly been in demand today.
Well, if it's not convenient, then...
Of course it is. I love having the grandchildren here. As long as I get time to recover.
Thanks, Mum.
And I'm glad that you and Alistair are having a proper night out.
Oh, it's only a casual get-together with Caroline and Oliver.
Still, after last week, you said the special meal wasn't a great success.
Not really.
But it can't have gone that badly. Not if you're ready for a night out together.
I suppose not.
Tell me.
He's still locked into his work so much. It's all he seems to think about.
No progress at all?
No, not much.
Oh, love.
No, it's all right, Mum.
Look, I know you're not through the woods yet, but with time he'll get used to the new arrangements.
I expect so.
And Thursday will help. Maybe it'll be easier for you both to relax in company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Good. So keep telling yourself things are moving in the right direction.
Yep, that's right. I'm sure they are.
Adam attempts a late cut.
Not a problem, Adam.
You sure?
Well, we've got, what, almost 3 hours of daylight left.
It's the inconvenience I feel bad about.
No, forget it.
Dragging you and Bert back after tea to haul grain.
What, if there was something wrong with the strawberry pickers?
Well, there wasn't. Nothing major, anyway.
Oh?
Some silly girlfriend-boyfriend trouble, that's all. Mum had sorted it out by the time I got back.
Good for her.
She does get landed sometimes. She had been fielding irate phone calls from Derek Fletcher as well.
What's he unhappy about now?
The Magi Maze.
What, he thinks he should have chosen a garden gnome instead of a wizard thief?
He's worried about traffic.
Aren't extra visitors good for the local economy?
Yeah, I tried making the point when I rang back.
What, he wasn't having it?
As chair of the parish council, I view with great concern the potential for congestion.
Potential for congestion?
Yeah, he's worried about things that haven't even happened yet.
Now you know what parish council meetings are like.
Although he calmed down when I offered him and his wife a free visit.
Isn't that bribery?
Of course not. I explained it was purely so Derek can gain further insights.
I see. Well, that's Bert off to Oakey Bank.
Right. Let's get the combine moving.
Right. So, it's all going well, the maze?
Sunday could have been better, but business is picking up.
Well, I know quite a few from Josh's class are going.
Excellent. Hey, you got a visitor?
Hmm?
A dark blue 4x4's just gone in the yard.
Oh, that'll be Stephen.
Who?
Stephen Dudley.
Oh, your new vet.
Yeah, he promised to drop off some technical articles for Sam. Not my first choice for late night reading.
How's that working out, using two vets?
Well, there were a few teething troubles at first, but now everyone seems happy.
And it's not just my opinion.
I know.
They're prize winners.
I appreciate that.
People really, really like them.
Tom, I'll let you into a little secret.
What's that?
Me and Jolene cook them for ourselves sometimes. They're very nice.
So why not place an order for the bull?
Because they're too expensive for a catering banger.
They're good value.
Frieda's told me I'll rock it.
But you'd take them if they were cheaper.
Well, yeah. And if Stevie Wonder had played for a pint of pints, I'd make him entertainment manager. But the...
All right. Well, I'm offering you a discount.
No!
What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry, Tom. Knocking off a few pennies won't make any difference.
Who said a few pennies? How about 25%?
You're taking a quarter off the price?
Yeah. 30% for the first couple of weeks, if you like.
What's the matter with them?
Nothing.
No. Despite my youthful looks, I wasn't born yesterday.
They're a top product.
So why are you suddenly willing to slash the price?
Well, it's a new marketing strategy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm building a stronger local profile, stressing the links with Borsetshire.
Well, yes. Yes, punters like a sense of where food comes from.
Yeah, and that means having lots of local outlets. Still, if you're not interested in being a lost leader...
No, I didn't say that.
Hi.
I only came to you first, Sid, as a favour.
Evening, Brenda.
But I've got plenty of other people to go to.
Sorry, am I breaking up a business meeting?
No, it's all right. We're done. No,
hold on. 30% off for a month.
Yeah, okay.
You're on.
How many packs?
Well, go through to the kitchen, that's Frieda. Tell her I've okayed it.
Right, okay, thanks, Sid.
Good news?
I've worked, that's all. The first of six calls tonight.
Hope they go well.
Thanks.
Now then.
Oh, something cold. Bottle of lager.
Usual?
Please. You haven't seen Emma, have you?
No. Expecting her.
Me and Kirsty asked her out, but she's not sure she can get away tonight.
Do you want a glass?
No, it's all right.
One of the same, please, Sid.
Evening, Kirsty.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hello.
You haven't been waiting outside avoiding Tom, have you?
Who?
Only be still here, in the kitchen.
I hope he falls in the fryer.
Kirsty.
Glass?
No thanks, Sid.
Right, that's 360, please.
I mean, I'd feel the same. Oh, my shout.
Oh, I'm so ready for this.
But Roy says he's really suffering. You know Tamsin's dumped him.
Has she?
And that's what Roy says.
Here we are, Brenda.
Oh, thanks.
Now then, what can I get you, sir?
Oh, I'm so heartbroken for him.
Yeah, stop grinning.
It's no good expecting sympathy from me.
Yeah, I know he deserves everything he gets.
Yeah, and more.
But he looked really stressed out just now.
Brenda, do we have to talk about him?
I'm only saying. After James, I know what it's like to be in a car crash of a relationship.
Let's go in the beer garden.
What's wrong with an ear?
Look, I want to relax this evening. So if Tom comes back through, I'd rather be outside.
You're well clear of the gatepost this side.
Thanks.
Oh, it's a magnificent piece of kit, ain't it?
Well, there are plenty of fancier combines on the market now.
Although I don't know how you keep track of everything on that screen.
Well, there's not so much.
Oh, it's cutting height, yield, loss of grain, all the rest.
I only notice what I need to.
Oh, I find it confusing.
Oh, you get used to it. Now, are you you ready to hop out and get back to the trailer?
Oh, yeah. We'll get round robin finished before the light goes.
What time is it now?
Quarter to eight.
Is that a guess?
No.
We didn't look at your watch.
Oh, don't need to.
Let's see. 7:44. You're only a minute out.
Oh, as much as that. Normally, I'm more accurate.
But you only looked at the sky.
And the shadows.
And we're right to within a minute. That's pretty impressive, Bert.
Well, any proper countryman can do the same. No offence to you, Adam.
Oh, taken.
But when you've been brought up like I was, you learns to read nature like a book.
Is that so?
Yeah, the secret is close observation.
Right.
A broken twig, crushed blade of grass can tell you more than even that computer you were using.
Very good. So, we better get started.
Frieda says it's uncanny. Like I've got a sixth sense.
So you can't stay long?
No, just for a quick drink.
Yeah, that's a shame, Em.
Yeah, George will wake up for another feed soon. But Will said I had to leave him to come and see you guys.
Yeah, quite right, too. You can be a mum and have a social life.
Just about.
Right, grab the bottles, Kirsty. They're slipping.
Oh, got them.
And yours.
Thanks, Brenda. Look, let me pay. I'm not staying long.
My treat.
Are you sure?
You take advantage while she's still in a good mood.
About what?
Getting into university.
I'm so looking forward to it. Can't wait to get away from Ambridge now.
Oh, thanks.
No, I don't mean, you know, I'm just ready for
other things.
Yeah, that's it.
Go on then. A toast to Brenda the student.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. And I hope you're never as broke as I used to be, living on beans and rice cakes.
I'm bound to be before I finish. It's dead expensive. Mm.
Money don't matter though. You'll have a great time.
Hope so.
Oh, you will. Somewhere different. Great new mates.
Yeah, they never stop partying, students.
You can do the same back here, Kirsty. Now you're footloose and fancy-free again.
That must be brilliant.
Ooh, it is.
Keep trying to remember what it's like. You know, not being tied down all the time.
You wouldn't have it any other way, Em.
Yeah, George is the best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah, I meant more like there's things you've got to do as a keeper's wife.
Are we talking gutting pheasants here?
No. Social stuff, like the game fair last week. I was stuck there for hours.
Oh, no, didn't you enjoy it?
I was with Jennifer half the time. Oh, Will was so busy looking at work stuff with Brighton.
But you like going there normally?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was your first trip away with Will, wasn't it? To the game fair?
Yeah, that's right. And I do like it, but it was hot and Georgie was so tetchy.
Oh, poor thing.
It's like I had to deal with him and keep Will happy. Be nice to Brian and Jennifer.
The joys of being married, eh?
Well, you two are lucky. You've only got yourselves to think about.
I've forgotten how good it is to be single. I can do what I like, when I like.
With whoever you like.
Not just yet, thank you.
Give her another week or two.
And best of all, I never ever have to hand out little chunks of sausage on cocktail sticks again.
Kirsty, you mean you don't miss the promotions?
Oh, not one tiny bit. Especially since it seems Tom's gone into overdrive since we split up.
Yeah, he's pretty fixated. Keeps having business chats with Roy. Though I don't know what about exactly.
He's changed so much since we first went out. I used to think he was interesting, exciting.
That's the trouble with lads. They don't turn out how you expect. Except Will, of course.
It's so unfair. It's not like we ask a lot.
Of course not.
The ideal bloke only needs Colin Farrell's eyes.
Johnny Depp's cheekbones.
Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt's bum.
On Thierry Henry's body.
Imagine all that.
If I close my eyes, there he is, in front of me. The ideal hunk.
Are these bottles dead, ladies? What have I said?
Right. Job done.
Wasn't so bad once we got a run at it.
Are you leaving the combine here overnight?
Yeah, is that all right? It's getting rather dark to move it now.
Yeah, sure.
I'll pick it up in the morning and bring Mum to go ahead in the Land Rover.
Well, one of us will follow if you like.
Oh, yes, best moving convoy on these lanes.
Perhaps Bert should take the lead.
Yeah, I don't mind.
He'll be able to tell us the best route back to home farm from pieces of broken twig.
Well, has he been spinning the line about country skills again?
Yeah, well, if you know, it ain't a line, David.
I've got to admit, I was very impressed by his timekeeping.
Yeah, that hardly depends on a deep understanding of nature, though.
You were happy enough to rely on my skills when it come to charming what?
What?
That was different.
So I'll thank you not to make fun of traditional arts that you don't understand.
Oh, sorry.
I've got a sense of place, time and direction as good as any migrating bird, my Frieda says.
And she should know.
Drop me in the middle of nowhere, I'll soon find me way home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've done it before now.
Very impressive.
If you mean it, Bert.
Of course I do.
Why not put it to the test?
What?
Have a go at Adam's Magi Maze.
Well, that's for kiddies.
And adults. It's quite tough.
Well, not for someone of my abilities. I'd be throwing away the entrance fee.
I don't think so. Of
course I would. I'd be straight through in minutes.
Whoa, now listen to that, Adam. The honour of your maze is at stake.
What if I let you go round for free one evening when it's closed to the public?
Well, what for?
Well, to back up all this talk about country knowledge.
Now, he'd need an independent witness to prove that he went right to the centre.
Okay. Free admission for two.
Don't be ridiculous. What would he prove me scampering around a kiddie's amusement?
It's a professionally designed and laid out maze.
All the same, it's not worth the bother.
Well, fair enough, Bert, if you've got cold feet.
What?
No, it's a wise man who knows when he stepped out of his league.
Out of my league?
That's all right, we won't push you.
I've done no such thing.
Sounds like you've been scared off by the challenge.
Well, you're wrong, both of you. You name the day, Adam, and I'll be there. I'll soon show the pair of you.
Ed's going for a drive.
Is it homemade lemonade, Missy?
It is, Joe.
Very nice, too. It's up to your usual standard.
It's the last of the batch, and it's for Daniel.
Oh, wow.
Imagine he's worked up quite a thirst. He's been playing with Scruff all morning.
Oh, half the time he's been sitting on the fence, thoughtful-like.
Oh?
So we know he started playing fetch with the beach.
Scruff! If you've come to complain about the noise, you must remember it's a time of transition for Scruff.
Oh, I ain't come to complain.
Well, I thought perhaps the howling last night had carried across.
Oh, there's all sorts of noises in our house at night. Don't bother nobody.
It's simply while he's adjusting to his new home.
Oh, he ain't a bad dog. Acts with a lot more sense than some folks I know.
Look at the way he's waiting for a word of command.
Especially Bert Fry. Appealing for a witness in the bowl last night. Somebody to go round the maze at Old Farm with him for some half-witted chatter.
Still waiting for permission to move.
Yeah, to twist my arm to agree.
Daniel's so good with him.
Edward's finally stirred himself, Rosie. Excuse me, Missus.
Daniel, ready for some refreshment, dear?
Edward! Hey, wait a second. Don't start her up.
Morning, Grandad.
I used to go into Portchester to pick up some of the imbrication.
I'm not going that way.
Oh, don't be wrong.
Oh, sorry, I can't.
Why, where are you after then?
I said I'd move Oliver's cows for him.
Oh, trees and fields ain't gonna take long.
Yeah, I've got other stuff to do.
Well, right down to the bottom of the bottle. My knees aching something awful.
But first thing tomorrow, Grandad. Now, I've got to get going now or I'll be late. I'm sorry.
Yes. Never shy about letting people know he's around. Now, these are honey and oatmeal cookies, Daniel.
Great.
I think you've earned a couple to go with your lemonade.
Thanks.
Yeah. Even Scruff looks tired. I'm leaving for work shortly, so when you're ready to go, take him into the back garden. And remember to close the gate.
Okay.
But there's no hurry. You're much better outdoors on a day like this. You stay as long as you like.
Thanks.
If you want to.
Yes, I like it here.
Yes. I remember the holidays when I was your age. They seemed to stretch out forever. None of my school friends lived nearby, you see. My father was out at work and I couldn't expect my mother to keep finding things to do. She was so busy. Church committees, and her friends calling round. No matter how hard I tried to be useful, I would always seem to be under her feet. So I'd go out, unless it was raining heavily. There were some woods near us, and I used to... You think this is silly girl stuff.
What?
Well, I'd make a hut with fallen branches and pick wild flowers. I didn't know it was wrong then. Lay them on the ground outside like a flower shop, and pretend I was waiting for customers. Silly, isn't it?
No.
I'd occupy myself all day, just on my own. Dream up all sorts of adventures. I'd be Robinson Crusoe sometimes, until it was time for Daddy's train home. I loved those woods. Having somewhere to go when I was sad.
These are great.
Good. Come here as often as you like, Daniel.
Yeah, keep it into the left, then.
Hi.
That's it. Oh, that's not hanging about, is he? We had the full sail sign up when we drove past.
I'm not too close in.
No, you just keep straight. All right, Berrim and Lily and Wake have shacked up together.
Ed.
That's all right, you're doing great. All right, take the next right up past the pylon.
Okay.
It's too early to sit
there. Why?
Well, people think you're turning into the field.
Oh, do you want me to switch it off?
No, don't worry about it. Check your mirror. Anything behind?
No.
Start slow in. Remember, don't cut the corner. They hate that on the test. That's it. Pull up just past this track. Got a signal you're going to stop.
Okay.
Brake nice and gently. Gently, Em.
Sorry. Do you want me to switch off?
Yeah, you can reverse around the corner in a bit.
Oh, hell.
Well, it's not that difficult.
No, I've left George's wipe on the table.
What's that got to do with it?
I was going to give him to my nan when I dropped him off.
Well, she'll have some.
Oh, she uses horrible scratchy old tissues and Georgie's got a cough.
She's had enough kids of her own, hasn't she?
Well, it's just, she's got her ways and it isn't what I'd do.
But forget it.
All right.
You didn't tell her why you wanted her to babysit, did
no.
you?
No. Said I was going shopping.
That's all right.
These lessons are the only bit of fun I'm getting. Not going to risk losing them, am I?
Did you see my note about the garden, sweet Linda?
Yes, the tide is coming back tomorrow.
Yeah, so no bookings till Friday. Oh, and the message from the Croatian couple?
I'm putting their details in now, Roy.
All right, that's all I wanted to check.
It's in hand. You go and enjoy your break.
Oh, and what about this poster in the restroom?
Oh, you noticed.
Couldn't miss it. Move over, darling. The life swap experience sort of jumps out at you.
I've still got a lot more to put out round the village.
Well, it's for the Count Fiddle.
Yes, yes, we're aiming to revitalise the restoration campaign.
But swapping partners? Sounds a bit fruity for Ambridge.
Don't do silly, Roy. It's all harmless fun. People are sponsored to swap houses and partners.
How long for?
The clock starts ticking as soon as an exchange takes place.
So who's going in for it?
Well, I've only just prepared the publicity. There hasn't been time for a response yet.
But you and Robert...
Yes, naturally, we're first on the list. And I'm sure you and Hayley would enjoy to...
We'd love to, but it was so crowded at Willow Farm.
Well, then it might make a nice change for one of you to get away.
Yes.
Hiya.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, good to see you, mate. You're right.
I've just had my meeting with Ian.
And?
Right, mirror and signal and pull in anywhere along here. Yeah, well done, Em.
Can I switch off now?
Yep. This isn't too far for you to walk back, is it?
No, it's all right. Give me 5 minutes to myself before it all starts again.
What does?
Feeding Georgie, changing him, putting his clothes in the wash.
Yeah, right.
Putting Will's work clothes in the wash, thinking what to cook for tea.
Yeah, I get it.
What about you? What are you doing this afternoon?
Well, I'm off to Oliver's to move a few sucklers and then, going out this evening.
Anywhere nice?
Well, some girl Stu knows is having a birthday bash in Stickies.
It's all right, Stickies.
Well, Jan says he can get us in for free.
Bet it's good.
Well, I don't really like the music there.
At least it's going out and you might get lucky.
Yeah, some chance.
You never know.
Well, with Stu there, it's like having a scarecrow next to you. All the fit women disappear.
Still, it's better than watching the telly and having an early night.
Oh, not much.
You don't seem very excited about it.
Well, it's getting really stale hanging out with those two. Getting wrecked.
Well, it doesn't sound that bad.
I'm sick of it. I keep thinking about when I first got together with Beth.
You still miss her?
No.
She meant a lot to you, didn't she?
Well, she doesn't now. That's the travelling I miss. You know, every day something different.
Yeah.
We've met some incredible people, you know. There was this Dutch guy, he was younger than me. He'd been right round the world.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
He'd worked on a sheep farm in Australia, been to India, trekked across South Africa, everything.
Oh, wow.
And here's me, got Grandad chasing me for his embrocation.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Isn't it? You know, my life's disappearing one day at a time.
Do you think you'll go travelling again?
I don't know. Don't know what I'm going to do.
I'd better get back.
Yeah, you don't want Ivy asking questions.
Get panicky when I'm away from Georgie too long.
Well, I hope his cough clears up.
Oh, thanks. If you're not busy after you've been to Oliver's...
What?
Do you want to come around and see him? You know, just for a little while.
Well, I don't want to get in the way.
No, you wouldn't be.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You're really good with Georgie.
Well, I can keep him busy while you do your jobs, can I?
Yeah.
Unless Will's going to be there to look after him.
No, he's patching some rearing pens. Said he'd be out till late.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you later then.
Someone will bring the coffee and the sandwiches through in a minute.
Must make a change, having your break in the lounge.
Oh, doesn't do any harm to see the client side of things. You know, check on the service.
Your chef definitely does a good job for the hotel.
Ian gave you a hard time.
You could say. He says the bangers are great for the bistro, but too big for the breakfast menu.
So what's the compromise?
He's agreed to try a batch of smaller ones.
Are you making some up specially?
I virtually had to beg for the chance.
That'll mess up your production, won't it?
Not really.
Swapping between different sizes, bound to.
We'll manage.
I mean, it's nice that he's taking them, but you can't change what you're doing for every individual customer.
Maybe it's a turning point. I can offer the smaller size to other hotels as well.
If the punters like them.
Can't see that being a problem. Ian agrees the product tastes great.
Oh, well, if you're both happy, and I guess being flexible's important.
I'm responding to the market. Isn't that what you're always telling me to do?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you've done well, mate.
At least it's something to show for this morning.
Well, have you been somewhere else?
Underwoods.
Oh, right, yeah, your barbecue idea.
Yeah.
Any luck?
I wish I'd looked at their displays before seeing the buyer.
How come?
They've already had a similar promotion running for a fortnight.
Oh.
With another supplier.
I guess it pays to do your own work.
Yeah, thanks, Roy.
I'm sorry.
It's been pretty mixed otherwise. I saw Howard Friend yesterday. That was a washout. I have done better elsewhere.
Well, like where?
The King Billy and Leighton Cross are taking some.
Wait, that's not bad. They got a decent restaurant.
Yeah, I know. It's had write-ups in the Echo.
Well, I mean, that's progress.
And the best news is from Lower Pendon. I saw Jerry Wilkins last night.
Oh, don't tell me his corner shop's still hanging on.
Oh, yeah, he's doing all right, actually. And he's placing a regular order from October.
Oh, well, that's encouraging. So how much extra business have you actually got? Roughly.
Well, I haven't had a chance to factor in Ian's order yet.
No, obviously.
But at the moment, it's about 8% of what the supermarket are taking.
8%?
More or less.
So, when that order finishes, you're going to lose 92% of your business?
No, I've got the other outlets.
Yeah, but a supermarket's by far the biggest part of your operation.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's really going to knock the stuffing out of you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Roy.
No, I'm only saying, you've got to be realistic. I know you don't want to lay anyone off.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you need Plan B, just in case.
I haven't got one because Plan A is working. I'm picking up new orders.
8%.
In only a few days.
Well, yes, but...
And there are plenty more to come. I've only just started.
It's something very pungent.
Ah, that would be my embrocation. I slept it on very thick, you see.
No, fruitier than that.
It'll be Joe's cider. He's got bottles in every pocket.
Well, normally we discourage drinking alcoholic
beverages. Yeah, well, I need something to sustain me if I'm wandering round with Bert Fry all night.
Well, all right, since we're closed to the public. And you'd better have this, Bert.
Well, what is it?
Don't worry, the envelope's sealed, but there's a plan of the maze inside just in case you get lost.
No, thanks. It won't be necessary.
Go on, take it, man.
I'm here to prove a point. I don't want any artificial aids.
Is this the sixth sense Frieda talks about?
Ah, that's it.
Any news on what happened to the first five yet?
You go home, madam. We'll call by the house when we're done. About 20 minutes, I should think.
Most people take an hour to get round. Longer if there's a crowd in.
Oh, so it's doing good business.
Well, we're quite pleased.
How much are you making a day, then?
I'm afraid we operate on a need-to-know basis.
Huh? He's telling you not to be nosy.
Well, it's only asking.
And remember, you're a witness, Joe.
Oh, I know.
You ought to tell me if Bert skips any of the landmarks.
Don't worry. We'll do it properly.
I thought with some crusty bread.
It's a nice idea.
Oh, it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But if we're having spicy lamb, boar pate is a starter.
Too rich?
Afraid so.
You're probably right.
The avocado will be enough.
I only bought it on impulse.
You're not safe let loose in a deli.
You haven't seen the cheeses I brought back.
Oh, you can make a start on the vinaigrette if you like.
Ian's recipe or mine?
Yours, of course.
Oh, Tom was there.
In the deli?
Yes, drumming up a trade with the manager.
He was doing the same at Grey Gables yesterday.
I didn't hear much, but I rather got the impression he's planning an expansion.
Am I taking a risk, Oliver?
What, letting me make the vinaigrette?
Preparing the avocado so early. I thought Shula and Alistair would be here by now.
What's the rush for?
Hey, Pop Joe! I'm not waiting any longer.
Give a man a chance to quench his thirst.
You knew what you was letting yourself in for.
No, I didn't. I was press-ganged into this.
You volunteered.
Only because nobody else would do it.
Oh, they didn't get the chance. You practically threw yourself across the ploughman's when you heard you could get him for free.
Ah, well, that's only so she don't pull the wool over nobody else's eyes.
Then how am I supposed to do that?
I don't know. Marking the ground.
I haven't, though, have I?
No. Which is why I expect we're back at this fort again.
No, we haven't been here before.
I think we have.
Ah, to the untrained eye, it may look similar to another one we passed.
Uncommon, so.
But the silks on these cobs are slightly longer, and the leaves ain't drooping so much.
Ain't they?
No. See? I'm used to tiny details in mazes. Frieda always makes me have a go when we're on holiday.
Oh, so which turning do we take, then?
Oh, now, judging from your shadow, west is over
sure,
there.
Who's that out?
Well, in that case, it's this way. Come on, get moving. Hurry up.
Ever wondered why your missus sends you places you might get lost forever?
I'd literally opened the door and he'd got his car keys out.
It's quite all right, Shula.
Oh, I told him not to answer.
Force of habit for a vet, I imagine.
Come and sit down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He'll be here as soon as he can.
Don't worry. It's still early.
Oh, thanks. Do you know what the problem is?
Yeah, one of their horses. I'm not sure what exactly.
He probably thought he could deal with it quite quickly.
And back farms, no great distance.
No, but I know what it's like preparing a meal.
Oh, there's nothing that won't keep a little longer.
Honestly.
Yes, we're only having very simple food.
And this gives us the perfect excuse for a proper aperitif. What are you having, Shula?
Yes. Now, this is precisely where we need to be.
It's precisely where we was 5 minutes ago.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. There's the wishes well again.
Oh.
Yeah, remember I said how similar she looks to Jean Harvey on a bad day?
Oh, well, that's good then. Now, we're definitely in the right spot.
How'd you mean it?
Well, we've clearly established we don't need the path to the left.
So where do we go then?
Well, obviously it's either straight on or possibly to the right.
You've no idea, have you, Bert Bright?
Well, I'm simply taking a final set of bearings.
We was meant to have been out of here half an hour ago.
And we would have been if you didn't keep stopping to fill up with cider.
I wish I'd brought sandwiches and all.
Now, I suggest we go right for a little way and then maybe...
I knows the way out.
No, you don't.
Take out your mobile and give Adam a ring.
Don't be daft.
Go on.
I can't.
There's no use standing on pride.
I'm not.
We're lost. So call in to fetch us.
I haven't brought my mobile.
What?
It's at home.
So we're stuck here?
Well, I'm not having folk accuse me of using global positioning or some such to get out.
Lost in the middle of a maze, hours from the comforts of home, and the most basic conveniences.
We'll soon be out.
Well, then. I can't wait no longer.
Hey, don't start tramping through the car.
I'm operating on a need-to-go basis, and I want some privacy.
Joe!
Back in a minute.
Oh, honestly. At least without you jabbering, I'll finally be able to work out where we are. Now then, if this is the witch's well...
In that case, I might as well go through and make a start, hmm?
Do you want me to do it?
No, you've done all the cooking. The least I can do is serve up. I'll give you a shout when it's ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, but Alistair really hasn't got a choice.
No, not if it's acute colic.
He says he may well have to open the poor animal up.
He did well to ring and let us know.
Oh, it's just...
It can't be helped, Shula.
But if he hadn't answered in the first place...
No, it's one of those things.
10 seconds later, and they'd have been directed to emergency cover...
I'm sure Bank Farm are very grateful to have him there.
They'd better be.
I'll never forget how wonderful he was with Moonlight.
Yes. Oh, I know he's doing the right thing. But tonight would have done him so much good.
There's been no let-up since Sunday.
Oh, he's been working harder, if anything.
Oh, dear.
He was on cover himself last night. testing for TB in Penny Hassett this morning, then straight out to Lakey Green. He's running himself ragged.
It's not just a busy time.
Well, it is, but he's still worried about losing clients. And when he worries, he throws himself into his work.
A lot of men do.
It's becoming a vicious circle. The more hours he does, the more anxious he gets, and the less he relaxes.
That must be tough on you.
Oh, I don't mind for myself, but I want to see him unwind.
You said the effort you made last week didn't go too well.
No. Not the most romantic meal ever. But I'm not giving up. I have my methods.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, if he takes himself through to the office in the evening, I give him an hour, then I bring in a large tumbler of single malt.
That would work with Oliver.
I tell him about my day. You know, nothing serious, just chit-chat.
As though there isn't a problem.
Encouraging him to open up.
And are you getting anywhere?
I think I'm making progress.
Good.
Well, I hope you've brought an appetite with you, Shula.
Well, I am quite hungry, actually.
Are we ready?
Yep. I've put the boar patty out.
Boar patty? Ooh.
Oh.
Joe? Joe? Are you still in here? Oh, Lord. Joe? Anyone? Is anyone around?
Where are you?
Ah! Is that you, Adam?
That's him, all right. Where are you?
Now, you stay there. I can hear you. Don't move. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Don't worry, we won't.
There you are.
Well done, Houdini.
Are you all right, Bert?
Yeah, why shouldn't I be?
Well, you'll be glad to hear we're not far from the exit.
And where did you get to?
Oh, thanks for fetching help, Joe Grundy. My pleasure, Bertrand.
Joe came down to the house.
Well, I've been looking all over for you in here. He simply vanished.
Yeah, well, when I pushed through the corn to pay me respects to nature, I saw the way out on the other side.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I tried calling, but you'd gone on and got yourself lost again.
I was never lost.
Yeah. Well, no harm done. Except to your reputation for tracking, Bert.
I could have got out any time I liked.
You've been stuck in there for ages.
Looking for you, that's all.
Oh, take no notice. He didn't know where he was from the word go.
Well, admittedly, it was a little trickier than I anticipated.
I did warn you, Bert.
But only because maize isn't a native Borsetshire plant.
That don't make no difference.
Now, if you'd used beech or you... Oh, I'd have been straight through.
Ah, so it's our fault.
Now I know everyone's safe. I might as well get off home.
Best place for you.
Lead on, then.
Gladly. I can get in the hang of it now.
This way, Bert.
And this is our hotel.
Very close to the Duomo. Marvellous occasion.
It looks fabulous.
No chance for Sunday lion, though. The square filled up very early on.
Shall I put some more coffee on?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Caroline?
Oh, I couldn't manage another thing.
Oh, that's how I feel. It was a wonderful meal, but so filling.
The pate seemed to go quite well.
Oh, it was very good. Much better than the avocado would have been.
Oh, yes, you said you were going to do that vinaigrette thing. What happened?
We changed our minds.
Oh, Caroline, you did make some, didn't you?
No, not really.
And because everything was held up, it discoloured. That's what Oliver was whispering
to
you.
No, not at all, Shula. I'm a culprit. Too heavy-handed with the dressing.
He always gets carried away in the kitchen.
So we had no choice but to chuck it out.
Oh, honestly?
Nothing to do with you at all. Now, would you like to see the photos we took in Assisi?
Oh, please.
Oh, don't be polite. Say if we're boring you.
Oh, no, you're making me jealous, not bored.
I think they're still on the mantelpiece, Oliver.
Oh, yes. We were showing them to Cassie, weren't we?
Cassie?
She was with us on Monday while her mum was in hospital.
Yeah, nice girl. Only needed to stay the one night.
Oh, social services were so relieved we could take her.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Mainly Assisi, with a handful from Perugia.
You haven't left in that awful one of me giggling outside the palazzo.
Of course I have.
Oh, you seem to be laughing or smiling in most of the ones I've seen so far.
I must say, we really enjoyed the trip.
We're very well suited to holidays.
This one was especially welcome, coming straight after Bruno.
Mm.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's the Fontana Maggiore behind.
A very nice Japanese lady took the photo for us.
Oh, you look so happy together.
We must have had a good lunch.
Oliver didn't stop grinning the whole time.
Well, getting away peps you up, didn't it?
Oh, so I see.
Oh, and this is in the old centre of Perugia.
Thoroughly recharged our batteries.
It was great.
Really brought us together again.
Oh, now this is quite something. The Basilica di San Francesco. Shula?
Oh, sorry. Just thinking.
Kenton is wondering whether to declare.
Here you go. Two perfect toasties, bursting with melted mature cheddar and the juiciest tomatoes.
Thanks, Kenton.
Hey, smart shoes, Ben. Are they yours?
Yes.
Oh. Well, can I have them?
No.
Huh. Fair enough.
And they're going back in the bag now. Thank you. I don't want sticky fingers all over them. They took 2 hours to find.
Oh, you deserve a break then, don't you?
Oh.
Do you need that cutting up, mate?
I'll do it.
No, it's all right. As Jack's frequent feeders, you get the gold service.
Mm, very grand.
I'm toying with the idea of loyalty cards if I buy the cafe.
Seriously?
Hmm. Well, you know, have 4 coffees, get the 5th one free. Why not?
I know some places do it.
There you go. That better?
What do you think?
Thank you.
Jill was rather surprised the valuation hadn't put you off.
Well, no reason it should. Yeah, it was a perfectly sensible price for a thriving enterprise.
So you're still interested?
Well, you betcha. I've been working on a business plan all week.
How's it coming along?
Well, Kathy's taking a look over the weekend. I think it's more or less watertight.
It'd be interesting to hear what she says.
Yeah, then it's off to the bank to convince them and I'm on my way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident, actually. I was talking it all through with Nige last night.
What did he say?
Well, he was very impressed with what I want to do.
I'm surprised you dragged him away from the vines long enough to listen.
Well, I didn't. He had me tying them up for over an hour.
That'll teach you to turn up at the wrong time.
Well, it was quite good fun. He was in a really good mood, so...
Why?
Well, he's finally solved the problem of Julia wanting to be more involved in the running of Lower Loxley.
What's he done?
He's found an event for her and Lewis to host next week. A meeting of the Borsetshire Fine Arts Society, no less.
Oh, nice timing, Tom.
Sorry?
You can help me shift the spuds into the van. Take them to the shop.
I thought this was your afternoon off.
It is, but Kirsty rang to say we're running low on spuds and I promised I'd take some straight in.
Oh, I was hoping to catch you at a good time.
Well, I can lift spuds and listen.
I want to talk through a new promotion.
Another one?
And review your order.
Oh, no, there's no need. We've got about the right level.
But I want to give my products a real boost. Do a hard sell right through the rest of the summer.
Maybe later in the year.
The thing is...
We're concentrating on soft fruit and salads at the moment.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't push my stuff as well.
It's all about display space.
Please, Helen.
A problem?
Yeah. A massive one. And I'm going to need your help to deal with it.
Move your feet, Ben.
You don't mind me joining you?
Of course not, Shula. Come on, let your auntie put her backs down.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Oh, I'm exhausted. Everything's been a mad dash today.
The town's really busy.
Yes, isn't it?
We must have struggled round every shoe shop going. Ben's not easy to buy for.
And it looks as though you were successful.
Eventually. Now, how about you?
Oh, I only came in for a few bits and pieces. Nothing important. Don't let me stop you eating.
It's all right. I'm leaving the crusts. Oh, how was your meal at Caroline and Oliver's?
How did you know about that?
David and I called in at Glebe last night.
Oh, Daniel told you.
No, he was glued to the video. We didn't get a word out of him. It was Jill.
Caroline cooked a lovely meal. Pity the rest of the evening didn't go so well.
No?
No, Alistair was called away to an emergency just as we were getting ready to go.
Oh, isn't that typical?
He was hoping to join us later, but he missed out completely in the end.
Oh, how irritating.
Still, I quite enjoyed
myself.
One
cafe latte.
And I picked up a few good ideas. Oh, thanks.
What, about holidays?
Well, yes, actually. That's spooky.
I thought twins are meant to read each other's minds.
Sometimes we do. And sometimes we just look at the brochures sticking in our shopping bags.
Oh, yes.
Italy, Greece. Very nice.
What a... How could you do it to you?
Products get delisted all the time.
Not the week after you get dumped. You cannot let her get away with it.
It's not her fault.
Oh, come on, Tom. She's been totally out of order. If I were you, I'd put in a complaint. She'd be in big trouble over this.
She already is, from what I've heard.
Good thing, too.
They're moving her off to East Anglia. Can't be unconnected.
She ought to be fired. Which she's treated you.
It's not like that.
What are you defending her for?
If she'd been more professional, you wouldn't be in this mess.
The problem is the products aren't selling.
So why hasn't she done something about it?
We have. All those in-store promotions and the tastings.
You did those? What does she ever contribute?
Can we stop going on about Tamsin, please?
Yeah, okay. But you haven't been very smart, have you?
Well, anyway, it's happened. I've got to move on now.
So, what's the plan?
Pick up as many new orders as I can. Try and replace what I'm going to lose, so hopefully I won't have to let anyone go.
How much have you been supplying to the supermarket?
Quite a bit.
What, half your output?
More like three quarters.
Oh, Tom, you're never going to do it.
Yes, I am. I've made a start already.
Yeah?
Last couple of days haven't been great, but I got some new orders earlier on in the week.
How much for?
A significant amount. And I'm concentrating on this area, you know, Borsetshire and the neighbouring counties. Mm. Tamsin reckoned being local's a great selling point for bangers.
So why the hell is she sending them to Bristol or wherever?
Yeah, okay, she admitted that could have been a mistake, but we both wanted to expand.
Great marketing job she's done.
I'm going to have to look at the packaging sometime. Do some sort of consumer survey.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about it. I always said the happy pigs were too twee.
They'll have to stay for the moment.
Mm, yeah.
I could be better off in the end, when you think of how the supermarket displayed them, bottom shelf, whereas the own brand is right in your face.
Okay, Tom. We'll bump up the order here.
Really? Oh, that'd be great.
We can't go too mad.
No, I don't expect that.
But we'll take more of the standard and the spicy.
That would really help.
And maybe we can run a special offer.
Yeah.
Do another tasting.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Give me a date and I'll set it up.
Look, I'll do it, Tom. You've got enough to cope with.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. I just think it's disgusting the way you've been treated.
Thanks, Helen.
Come on. What are sisters for?
I thought maybe you'd think I was just getting what I deserved.
Oh, don't be daft.
I wouldn't blame you.
Okay, I can't pretend I liked the way you handled things with Kirsty.
I noticed.
But that's your private life. This is different. It's a family thing.
Well, I really appreciate it.
Look, you're probably not going to like this, but would it be an idea to talk to...
Mum and Dad, no way.
Oh, come on. Mum's had her fair share of lost orders too, you know.
I mean it, Helen. Definitely not.
They might have some useful ideas.
The first thing they'll do is panic. Tell me to lay everyone off.
So what are you going to do about that?
I'm restructuring. There's other ways of cutting costs without sacking everybody.
So you're just going to keep the whole problem under wraps?
That's the idea. If the rumours start flying about, I'm down the pan big time.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to get out of this on my own.
Well, you've told me anyway. I only wish you'd done it sooner.
To be honest, I felt a bit stupid.
Well, I didn't feel too clever going into the clinic last year, but you stood by me.
Thanks, Helen.
I can only see one little hitch.
What's that?
Kirsty.
Oh.
She might not be that thrilled at promoting her ex-boyfriend's products.
I guess not.
But I'll see her about it now when I deliver the spuds.
Is that all you're going in for?
Mm. Yeah, we've got plenty of everything else.
Then I'll take them and talk to her while I'm at it.
Well, I don't mind going.
It's all right. I won't get out of this mess hiding behind other people.
I thought we'd seen everyone, Denise.
You have. The waiting room's empty.
Oh, I thought you
were... She's gone for a break. Said I'd tell you.
Right.
I wondered if you wanted to come into the house for something to eat. I've got half an hour before my next lesson.
No, thanks.
Well, you haven't had a proper lunch.
I grabbed a sandwich.
It won't take long to fix you something.
No, it's all right. I'm due to make some visits.
Oh, when do you think you'll be back?
It depends, doesn't it?
You're not expecting to be late?
No. Why, have you arranged something?
I was hoping we'd have some time this evening, that's all.
Well, as long as nothing too dreadful crops up, I'll be back for tea.
Oh, good. Perhaps we can go through some holiday brochures together.
What?
I picked some up in town. There are lots of late bargains.
You want to take Daniel somewhere?
Well, a lot of his friends are going on holiday.
Ah, fine. If you two want to go off, I'll manage on my own.
There's no reason all three of us shouldn't go away.
Oh, nice thought, but not very practical, Sheila.
Well, why not?
Oh, work, of course. It's not like when I had a partner.
Well, you could get cover. And Joanna'd run the stables for a week.
Look, if you and Daniel...
I want us all to go.
It's not possible.
Caroline and Oliver were saying how much better they always feel for a break.
Yeah, Oliver's retired. He can do what he likes.
Oh, but I've seen a lovely little resort
in Crete. Next year, maybe. Not now. I'm too busy.
If a week's too long, what about a long weekend?
Shula.
Even just for the two of us. Mum and Dad would look after Daniel.
I'm not making myself clear, am I?
Oh, it's what we need, darling. A change. A chance to relax together.
Relax?
Yeah, have some sun. Eat on the beach.
I'm supposed to sunbathe while my practice is gradually being whittled away.
Oh, love, you know it isn't.
I've lost clients recently and I'll lose more unless I stabilise it.
I know you're worried.
And that means putting in the work. I simply have to be in Ambridge right now, isn't that obvious?
It was only a suggestion.
You couldn't have asked at a worse time.
Sorry.
You and Daniel go somewhere. I'll see you later.
It won't make a big difference in itself, but every increased order helps.
Yeah, I understand that, Tom.
And promotions here have an impact. People like Ambridge Organics.
They seem to.
Which is why it'd be so helpful to have you on board.
Well, if Helen's happy about it.
It's not just her decision, though.
Well, she's the manager.
I won't go ahead unless you're okay with it as well.
I just do what I'm told.
You've got a choice here, Kirsty.
Oh, you're saying it's down to me whether Ambridge Organics backs you or not?
Yeah.
What do you expect me to say, Tom?
Look, I know I've no right to ask favours. I brought all this on myself, and I'm not looking for sympathy.
Oh, just as well.
Whatever you decide, I'll accept. No arguments, no special pleading.
I said she'd make a fool of you.
And you're absolutely right.
And I can't pretend I was sorry when I heard what she'd done. Same as you did to me.
I know.
But how petty do you think I am? Do you think I want to see you bankrupt?
You've got the right not to care either way.
Oh, give me some credit, Tom. 6 years together meant something to me.
And me.
I have no problem at all with helping out.
Thank you.
I'll even hand out flipping samples if I have to.
You are brilliant, Kirsty. I can't believe I was such an idiot.
Tom, it's not worth thinking like that. What's happened is history and there's no way back.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we have to hate each other.
No.
So... just as a friend, I'll do whatever I can. If you're going to save your business, you need all the help you can get.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.